Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is A Double Life by Charlotte Filby, published by the Borough Press in 2021. Today's book is all about secrets, selfishness, and ambition. Gabriella is an ambitious bureaucrat at the British Foreign Office and lives with her ever-faithful but laid-back boyfriend. When one of the more senior men in the Foreign Office, Emsworth, takes a shine to her, she sees an opportunity to advance her career and get a posting overseas. While she accidentally gets pregnant, but she's still determined to not let children interfere with her career. Playing her cards right, she finally gets transferred to Moscow, leaving her young children behind. But one day, Gabriella stumbles across Emsworth in a restaurant and begins to suspect him of some kind of wrongdoing. On the other hand, Isabel is a journalist on a local paper in Camden with a love for booze and party drugs. When, after leaving a party, she witnesses a violent attack in Hampstead Heath, she begins to investigate herself. But very quickly, someone lets her know that they're watching her, and as she ignores their warnings, the threats begin to escalate. And with her own skeletons and increasingly erratic behaviour, when she raises the alarm to police and other colleagues at the paper, people don't always believe what she says. As Gabriella's world begins to fall apart, and Isabel, without help from anyone else, is getting dangerously close to the truth, another question remains. How will their paths converge? What do the civil servant and the journalist have in common? A Double Life is a fascinating tale of two ambitious women and their battles against corruption, crime, and their own inner demons. The story is told from both Gabriella and Isabel's perspective, flipping back and forth both from London and Moscow. Both loners, the two women set off to fight their fight solo, perhaps paralysed by the fear of being misunderstood by other people. While they're brave, they're misguided and definitely flawed protagonists. This is a story of clever and complicated women. A Double Life is filled with twists and layer upon layer of lies. It's a nail-biting read as both Gabriella and Isabel make one bad choice after another, leading them further and further into trouble and more removed from the few remaining people who still care for them. The story also explores organised crime both in the UK and Russia, people trafficking, money laundering and corruption, as well as infidelity, struggles with motherhood and addiction. In the end, this is a story about selfishness and where it can take you. It's about scrambling to keep your secrets and protect yourself while being blind to the impact it has on those closest to you. Although I do have to warn you that there are a few unanswered questions at the end of the book, leaving the reader to try and piece it together themselves. Now, this might frustrate some readers, but sometimes I like a little vagueness in the ending. It lets me create my own. So if you like international corruption and organised crime, fierce but flawed female characters and professional liars, you might like A Double Life by Charlotte Filby. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.